to these sponsors: Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow, Frigga Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet. Now let's take you straight into the game with our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
They take on some teams that they don't normally see in the normal schedule of things, but coming over here to Sparta, it's a little different look as far as the basketball teams are concerned. Tonight, the Willow Springs Bears are in the semifinals of the winner's bracket, and they will take on the pretty good basketball program.
The Blue Eye Bulldogs, 13-5 on the season. Pretty impressive record no matter who you're playing. So the Bears can't overlook this 8th-seed team. Here in the semifinals, they already knocked off top-seeded Ava, which that was kind of a question mark, as top-seeded Ava has now lost twice and is in the seventh-place A bit of good luck at the end, and Colby James with a big three with about 8 seconds left, and then some misses by in the semi.
Stone County, south of Silver Dollar City down there. That's where they're at.
They are a Class 2 team. It's a little smaller than Willow, but like Larry said, they've had some past success. Last year, they had 21 wins and a district title. Lost three starters off of that team, so you know, clearly the expectations were to take a bit of a step back. But is what it is, but 13-5 on the season for Coach Trey Patton and the Blue Eye Bulldogs. The only common opponent the Bears and Bulldogs have had have been Hollister and Ava. And, of course, Blue Eye just beating Ava this week with a 37-35 win in overtime. And then Hollister was the other win for Blue Eye, 47-42. And, of course, we won't recap the Bears' trip to Hollister. That did not go well. And I see Coach Wilson over on the sideline tonight catching some basketball action. But Hollister was not very hospitable to the Bears when we went there a couple of weeks ago.
Indeed, they were not. But we didn't play good basketball either. And it's sort of a different atmosphere here in this gym, this Sparta Trojans gym. That shooting woes are might continue tonight because of this type of gym. They don't seem to play well in the darker. They got a dark background, especially on the end that they're starting on. But the Bears will play good basketball, you know that, and they'll do their best. But I think it's going to be a struggle for them against the Blue Eye Bulldogs.
Bulldogs used a lot of press in their win against Ava, and I think the Bears would welcome that a little bit. Doesn't give them a chance to get back. Bulldogs have done tonight before they play the Bears. Again, Willow is 10-6. Now on the season, beating Sparta on Tuesday. They've won four games in a row, and looking at both these teams, getting 3 points a game. So a fairly low-scoring team and defensive-minded. So the Bears will want to get off to a quick start and put some points on
yeah,
the board.
Yeah, they want to beat this press that I'm sure we're going to see because the press, I think, really bothered Ava. And one of the reasons for their demise in that opening round game.
Congrats. Seymour, 48-28, a dominant victory for the Lady Bears. The 4-5 seed matchups, the Lady Bears will turn around. They play tomorrow. They play top-seeded Chadwick at 7 o'clock in Seymour. So good luck to the Lady Bears. Seymour.
All right. I think we're just about ready. I don't think we have the... I think we've already had the national anthem probably, so we'll get right into the action. So with the starting lineups and the play-by-play of tonight's game between the Blue Eye Bulldogs and the Little Springs Bears, here's Marty Smith.
For the Bears, they will start their typical starting five. Number zero is 6'2 senior Jace Rogers. Number one, 5'9 junior Kobe James. Number two is 5'10 freshman Caden Lee. Number three, 5'10 sophomore Brady James. And number 42 is 6'4 junior, number 42, James Dean. Bears are coached by Dustin Forrest, James Lee. JV is playing in the other gym at 7:45. Ryan Bunch is with the JV tonight. The red, black strip. And the include number three, junior Riley Snowden. Number 20 is senior Brady Isbell. Number 10 is junior Braden Metlick. Number 20, Turner, the starting five for Coach Patton. And the Blue Eye. They come after you. He'll do so against the Bell, and as so often happens, the smaller Colby James wins the tip, and the Bears will have the ball to start the action. Semi-final night of the Spartans, and the Blue Eye Bulldogs will start in zone. Wouldn't you know it?
Yep.
They've done their homework. Lee on the left side for the Bears. He'll check in. It's 2-3 zone, and Brady James holds it at midcourt. Swings it right side for Colby. Back to Brady up top, left side for Lee. He'll check inside, give it to Jace Rogers at the free throw line. Rogers to the block, to the basket, forces one up, no good, but he's fouled, and Rogers will go to the line shooting two. Early foul. We did not see a lot of that crew of officiating was clear with the whistles.
20 is in the program. So just
makes them both, and Willow is up 2-0, 30 seconds into the ball game. Turner. Snowden up top. Back to Turner on the right side. He'll look inside. Blue Eye had trouble scoring against Ava on Tuesday. 38 points in overtime and a win. Bears tipped the ball, but Blue Eye able to get it back. They'll dish it into the corner for Beth. Here comes the press by the Bulldogs, and the Bears throw it away. Brady James trapped in the corner. He was trying to go to Lee, but threw it well above his head, out of bounds. Maybe we don't. That's not.
It's something the if they got a chance to do full court, they will.
6 minutes to go first quarter. This is what Ava did on Tuesday. Lots of turnovers. Bulldogs in the corner. They'll take a screen.
Melvin.
High arcing pass. Works it left side for Turner. Turner between his legs. He attacks, gets to the block. Now retreat. Back out. Isbell wide open. Three. And he gets it. Up at the net. 5-2. Full court press by the Bulldogs. Brady James in the corner gets it ahead to Rogers. Rogers 2-on-2 to the block, to the basket. Layup is good. That's what the Bears can do against the press. 5-4 Blue Eye, 5:30 to go first quarter. Turner brings it across midcourt. Gets the screen to the left. Snowden. Snowden. Left side for Turner. Turner in front of the Bear bench. Will put it on his hip. Now gets to the logo. Gives it up right side for Betlock. Isbell, right side. Dean comes out to guard him. Blue Eye, work it around the arc. Get it underneath. Now kick it back out. Snowden wants another three. This one is off the front of the rim. No good. Colby with the rebound. Grips a Blue Eye player, but then has it poked away from behind and loses it right back. Blue Eye creates another turnover on the Bears. And Turner will walk forward. We play just about a half a quarter. It's a 5-4 lead for the Bulldogs. Not much stoppage in play. They get it open underneath. There's Isbell again. We'll pick and roll. Isbell with the easy basket. 7-4 Blue Eye. Brady James trapped in the corner. Get it to Colby in the backcourt. Colby across midcourt. Trapped. Lob it. Tip. Into the backcourt, saved by Brady James, and to Lee. Lee, 3-on-3. Rogers in the corner for three, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out long, and Rogers controls it in the backcourt. Jace to Colby, open three, left side, no good, off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped, Blue Eye has it, but a foul called on the Bears. 3:51 to go in the first quarter, 7-4, Blue Eye. Bears are off to a rocky start.
Well, defense. Bears doing a pretty good job defense, but Blue Eye's a little better right now.
Blue Eye works it around the arc, get it into the corner. Bears in the backcourt, try to break the press. Colby gets it across midcourt in front of the scorer's table, gets to the right side, has the ball tipped away. Brady James back to get it. Lots of hands on the ball by Blue Eye. Now they'll settle into a zone defense. Caden Lee dribbles at the logo with 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Bears trailing by 6. Lee drifts to the right side in front of Blue Eye's bench. Draws the defense. Now we'll give it to Colby at the logo. Colby back to Lee, left side. Pump fake, drives in, kicks it to Dean on the baseline. Dean can't do anything with it and throws it into the bleachers. Another turnover on the Bears.
Three of them. Three turnovers on the Bears, none on Blue Eye.
Really good spot for a timeout. Coach Forrest will take one with 2:48 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. He'll give it to Isbell. create the basket. And the Bears back to within four. That. Coach Forrest calling the timeout. Trying to settle his team down a little bit here in the first quarter. Up top. Braxton Bell for three and four is shooting a high percentage from beyond the arc. Bears will try to break the press, get it to Lee at midcourt, bounce it to Brady James, wide open layup, and it's good. If the Bears beat the press, that's what can happen.
But it's
we'll get that corrected, I'm sure. Meantime, Blue Eye works it around the arc. Get it to Bell at the free throw line, right side for Turner.
No, they got 17-8.
Turner runs into traffic, kicks it back out. Isbell for three, and it's good.
That's great.
Just keeps coming for Blue Eye. Bears break the press. They've got a 3-on-2. Rogers takes it himself. Layup is good. Bears making twos while...
Yeah.
Blue Eyes, 10 and 3.
18 to 10. I think that's the correct score.
Hold on. The correct score. Bell for three right side. Air ball. James Dean has it. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. Completely different Blue Eye game plan than what they had Tuesday against Ava. It's a run-and-gun three-point shooting team tonight. That's not 14 seconds. Brady Altermat comes in for these last 3 seconds. 16-12. They only scored 38 points through four quarters in overtime. 19 in the first quarter against the Bears. We'll come back.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spa.
The Bears.
That's 15 of their 19 points. And they've got some but they've got plenty of potential for their Harper for the Bulldogs. 21-12. And now a near turnover. Bears save it in the backcourt. Brady Altermat ahead to Lee. Caden to the basket, lost the handle on it. Turnover. And the Bulldogs take it away. Leading by nine, just underway here in the second quarter. Turner to the right side. Isbell on the right wing. Lobs it back to Turner, who will reset. Bears in a 2-3 zone. Take one step in. Turner lost it off his foot, goes back to get it. Swings it right side, right back to Turner. Right wing for Isbell. They go back inside. To eat in to this 9-point deficit. Defense by the Bulldogs. Bears pass it around the arc. Lee holds it up top. He'll give it one bounce over to Brady James.
I don't know. We get in the zone. We just pass it around the perimeter. That's all we seem to be able to do.
The zone tramp by the Bears. Lee on the right blue-eyed bench. He'll give it to Colby. Colby wants to drive. Spins. Free throw line jumper. Good. Nothing but net.
Colby
with the jumper. The Bears pull it to within seven with 6 minutes left to go in the half. Turner walks it across midcourt. Bears will slide into the zone. Turner goes right back out to the free throw line. Hands it up. Brown back to Harper. That will send Isbell to the line shooting two. That's only our second foul. Last year's district championship team. Only 12 of the 22. Good ball. On Isbell, he points at Rogers and says I was fouled, but it'll be a turn. Lee on the baseline, looking for Colby, gets it into him. Colby, one on two to the basket, missed the scoop shot, and the Bulldogs pull down the rebound. Isbell traveled with the ball, no whistle there as he had it on his shoulder and took a step. Bulldogs. Lead for Blue Eye. Bears break the press, and Colby's got a layup. Good. Bears.
Turning it over and allowing threes. That's six trays in the ballgame for Blue Eye, and the Bears trail by 10.
Nearing the halfway point in the second quarter. Bell to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is off the mark. Rebound Rogers underneath. Jace looking down the floor. He'll give it to Lee on the right side. Lee back to Rogers up top. Jace back to Lee. Pump fake. Doesn't take it. He'll bounce it to Colby. Colby swings it over to Altermat in the corner. Cross court over to Blaine Altermat for three. Short. Rebound. Bulldogs. Bulldogs also grabbing the board. They're not big.
The Bears.
They're a hustle factor. Yeah. Turner into the front court. Into the corner. Bell holds it above his head, gives it to Isbell. Isbell spins it into the corner. Big kick by Brown. He drives into the paint, dishes out to Turner for three, missed it. Altermat had the rebound, but it's taken away by the Bulldogs. They'll reset with Turner to Brown on the left side. Back up to Turner. Goes between his legs. In the corner. Blue Eye can be selective here, leading by 10. Turner, top of the key. Dean comes back in for the Bears. The Altermats go out, and Brady James back in. Starter is back on the floor for Willow as Coach Forrest tries to make up a little bit of deficit. Up top. Dean to Colby. Gets it across midcourt. Blue. Floater won't go. Rebound Isbell. Bears got a stop. Couldn't get a basket. Still a 10-point game.
Bears had 4 points in this quarter.
Turner hands it to Isbell in front of the James or the Bears. Turner up top. Swings it away. With an 8, 2 minutes to go, first half here in Sparta, semifinal night, and that was backcourt, and the official didn't see it. Landon Gray to the left. But instead, pull this back a little tighter. All the way to the block, gives it Brady James. Brady back to Colby up top. Colby to the free throw line, off balance, jumper good. Colby to 10 feet is pretty automatic. He and Jace both have a good jump shot. I'd like to see more of that. Brown on the right side for the Bulldogs. He takes the dribble, picks it up, needs some help. Back to Isbell near midcourt. Isbell pivots. Rogers looking at him. Thought about taking Jace one-on-one. Now he pulls it back to the free throw line. Nice dish on the block. Shot up and good by Isaac Harper. Full court press. Bears break it. Get it quickly to Brady James. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Caden Lee will, and I missed it off the back of the rim. Brady James with the rebound. He'll hand it to Colby. Colby will take a tray. Got it. Big three by the junior. It's a 5-point game. 40 seconds to go in the half.
First three of the night for the Bears.
Bears need to stop here and try to get one more score in before halftime. Bell, right side. Nice move. Gets to the free throw line. Kick it into the corner for Harper. Or rather, Snowden, and he travels. Turnover on Blue Eye. And now the Bears.
Break the press, and if you break the press quickly, you can get a layup.
Take your basket. Bears trailing by 5. Lee with a baseball pass down to Brady James, who is mugged. And the Blue Eye coach wanted to travel, but one of his players is on. Okay.
Isbell got a foul.
That's right. The Bears will inbound now, and Blue Eye will put on the zone for the last 20 seconds. Bears. So that would be a bit of a victory and get some momentum for the second half. With 10 seconds, Rogers in the corner. Rogers with 6, with 5. Colby takes the screen, pull up, jumper, good. That'll take us to halftime with Blue Eye leading the Bears 28-25. We'll come back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission...
Hello, this is Heidi Rader. You may know me from the 13 years I spent with Vantage Real Estate. Recently, I began exploring options for our agency's future. We have joined forces with Solomon Cornelius and Kimmy Condor with Monarch Realty. Because seriously, who wouldn't want to work with them? With Monarch, we are creating more opportunities for our clients than ever before. Give us a call at Monarch Realty in West Plains, because how you're treated matters. Let us treat you like royalty.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Tonight's sideline sponsors include Mid-Ozark Insurance. Now back to the game.
Halftime here in the semifinal action of the Sparta tournament. The Willow Springs Bears playing the Blue Eye Bulldogs, and the Blue Eye Bulldogs have made a believer, I think. In the first half, the three balls, and the Blue Eye Bulldogs had six trays in that first half. The Bears had one. So that's a big stat. There are others, too, that we'll pass along as we go here. Score for the Blue Eye returning Letterman and good ball player for the Bears. Colby James has 13, and really Colby really had a good second quarter, as he had 11 to 13 points in that second quarter. Brady James had two, and that's all the scoring for the Bears. As far as the comparison set, one time and made both of them. For turnovers, the Bears, once again, they've got six turnovers at the half, and that's sometimes that's a total for the entire game. Turnovers for Blue Eye, they have five, and most of those were in the second quarter. Three. So that's the way the scoring goes here in the first half of the Bears. Kind of settled down a little bit there in the second quarter as they outscored Blue Eye 13-9.
Bears with some
quarter at one time. It looked pretty dismal then.
It did. It looked like Blue Eye might just run away with it.
Yeah, might just blow out.
Such a different style of game than what we saw them play against Ava the other night, where neither team could score. comeback tonight against the 8 seed. And we talked. Lost to Hollister probably really hurt the Bears' seeding, but seedings really don't matter. It's Blue Line and Willow. This is the semifinal game.
Got to win.
Warming up on the floor will be our final game of the night, the other semifinal game between second-seeded Crocker and third-seeded Mansfield. So I guess the seedings did hold true there. Their second straight game in overtime. Sparta beat Ava in overtime. So Ava gets bumped. They were the top seed. They will play for seventh in this tournament. For seventh place. Tip-off for the championship. Third place game would be at 6. So we are hoping the Bears can make a comeback and play in that late game. ...28 was the final, so a dominant win tonight by the Lady Bears. They pick up another win, and they will play very quickly. That Seymour tournament, they play 3 games in 3 nights.
Wow, okay.
So they will turn around and play again tomorrow night. They'll play the top seed, Chadwick, 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Seymour, so Bear fans can make a little trip to Seymour and cheer on the Lady Bears, 7 o'clock tomorrow night in the semifinals of the Seymour tournament. Next week for the Bears, Tuesday, the Bears will take on the Liberty Eagles in Liberty, and if it's in Liberty, you know what that means. It's Gary Lee time on the Bear Radio Network, so Tuesday, so Bear fans will have to insurance. Appreciate all of our Bear backers. And
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spa.
I've ever played before, not to my knowledge, they haven't, and I've been around for a long time, so I would have known. But anyway, it's about scoring Blue Eye 13-9 there in the second quarter, so hopefully the Bears can continue on that streak and overcome this deficit.
Bears wanting to go to a championship game in a tournament. They've
yeah.
taken third place in Stratford. They took third place in Mansfield, and I think they'd like. That's right.
Second
they played
there.
Stratford.
Yeah,
didn't
they played Stratford.
Yeah.
for the championship.
Bye.
Chance, yeah.
Down by three as we start the third quarter. All starters back out there. Blue Eye in the zone. Caden Lee pivots, gives it back to Colby at the logo. Colby will drift to the right. Mess the Blue Eye has put on them defensively. Brady James to Lee at the logo. Colby open three. Got it. That's what and the Bears have tied it up 28 all. Blue Eye up midcourt. Turner. Right side for Snowden. He'll hold it above his head. Gives it up to Bell. Bell drives around Dean to Isbell, puts it up right block, no good. Dean's there for the rebound. Bears with a chance to take the lead. Jace Rogers for three left side, no good. Dean with the rebound, they're going to call him for a hook. And it'll give the ball back to Blue Eye.
Oh, they got him, that's his second foul. I didn't have that down. Okay. That's four.
Man defense here to start the third quarter. Tie game, 28 apiece, 6:30 to go third quarter. Bell, he'll drift to the right side in front of the Blue Eye bench. Draws the defense, one arms it underneath, taken away by James Dean. Great job by the big fella. Give it to Colby. Colby being chased to the left side, up top to Lee. Caden at the volleyball line, he'll take a dribble, give it up to Rogers on the right side. James. Back to Lee with the logo. Brady James now on the right side. Bears. Working. In front of the three-point arc. Caden Lee, left side. Brady James looks over his options. He'll give it to Rogers. Rogers will give and go back to Brady for three. Got it. Brady James in the corner. Brady, and it's 31-28. Bears by three. Willow took the momentum that they built in the second quarter, and they've carried it over into quarter number three, and they've already doubled up their three-point output with a couple of big threes here in the third. Here comes a three for Blue Eye. It is no good by Bell. Rebound Rogers. Rogers ahead to Brady James. Gives the head fake back to Rogers up top. Colby right side. He wants another three. In and out. Went down and came back out. Blue Eyes there for the rebound. Isbell, pass tipped, out of bounds. What an athletic play by Colby. Couldn't come up with a steal, but he does tip it out of bounds, and the Bulldogs will inbound. Third quarter, Bears leading 31-28. Haven't been able to say that much in the game. Blue Eye really fairly dominant in the first half. Isbell has it at the look. And a kind of We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Blue Eye has the ball as we return to action.
Bulldogs with Turner gets away, right block, high arcing shot off the glass and in. And it's a one-point game. Bears break the pass quickly and get it ahead to Rogers. Shot up and in and out. Rebound Bulldogs. Rogers rips it from behind. Bears take it back. Jace to Brady underneath. Left it short, but he's fouled. and Brady James go to the line shooting two. Lots of action there. And
Isbell for his second personal foul.
We've got just a handful of fouls in this game. Brady's free throw is short. Brady Altermat comes in for James Dean, who's had some nice minutes here in the second half. Third quarter. Isbell. Will jump up and get it. Bell to the free throw line as it tipped by Colby. It's loose. Jace picks it up, fires it ahead. Colby all the way to the basket. Layup is good. Great ball movement by the Bears, and Willow goes up by four. Isbell walks it across midcourt. Picked up by Rogers. Isbell to the free throw line. Leaves it. Gives it back to Bell on the left wing. Snowden holds the top of the key. Turnover. Bounces it up top. Now Isbell in front of the blue eye. Restrain gets one. Rogers with the reach in foul. Isbell sold it really well. And Rogers will pick up the foul. And the Bulldogs.
Our second team foul on the Bears this quarter.
Isbell. Low-scoring game. Hold on. Left side. Snowden gets away. Left block. And whistles. I'm going to say he was pushed from behind by Brady James. And the Bulldog. Quarter. Ahead to Colby, cross midcourt. Lee, left side. Brady James open three, in and out. Rebound tipped by Altermat, the right to Turner. From behind and out of bounds by Rogers. Good hustle by Jace. And the Bulldogs will inbound there.
Especially on the defensive end.
More assertive.
Yeah.
Brady Altermat comes in. Blaine Altermat goes out. Blaine Altermat checks in. Turner puts it on the floor. Bell trying to spot for three. Can't get it off. Isbell well in the corner. Missed it, though. Rebound Brady James. Ahead to Blaine Altermat. Blaine leaves it for Caden Lee. Puts it up. In and out. Rogers with the rebound. Put it up and in.
Double offensive boards.
36-30, Bears by 6, 2:45 to go, third quarter. Blue up. To it. In front of the Bulldog bench. Looking for Isbell. Turner will spin away from him to the left side. And a charge call as Turner pushed off. Offensive foul on the Bulldogs. We'll give it back to the Bears. Willow with a 6-point lead in the ball. 2:22 to go third quarter. Blue Eye with just
2 points.
2 points in the third quarter. Willow has outscored them 11-2 in the first. On the left wing. Sends it back to Brady James at the logo. Brady looking underneath. He'll put it on Turner to come get him, and Turner picks up another foul. Two fouls in 30 seconds for Turner.
And that'll be on the Bulldog.
Bears will end. Do they get a timeout?
Yep, thank goodness.
Yes, they do.
Timeout,
Bulldogs. They'll have possession when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Give local.
Bears with a six-point lead, but Blue Eye has the ball on the turnover by the Bears, their first one of the second half.
Hold on. Turner sends it to the right side for Brown. Isbell up top. There's Bell, wide open three, top of the key, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long, back to Blue Eye, and they'll reset.
Good hustle job by Blue Eye to get that rebound.
Isbell to Turner at midcourt. Throws it right side for Brown. Bell, top of the key, leaves it for Isbell. Back to Bell. Bell, the Turner up top. Bears sticking to the man defense. That has worked well since they switched to that. Brown on the right side. Up to the top of the key. Gives it to Isbell at the free throw line. Little give and go. Back to Turner in the corner for Brown. Brown has it tipped away. Brady James, what a steal. Went behind his back, flipped it to Lee. Layup is blocked by Bell from behind. Isbell takes it the other way. Bounce it up top to Bell. Bears get the steal. A great. Bears, and they will take it out of bounds with 51 seconds to go in the third. Fourth team foul on Willow. Blaine Altermat picks up his first. And Isbell will end back to the Bulldogs. Inbound pass up top to Bell. Brown on the left side throws it to Isbell on the block. Isbell working on Rogers, put it up, missed it, wide right. Altermat with the rebound. Ahead to Colby across midcourt. 35 seconds. And it's the Bulldogs. Blue Eye sneaking up a little pressure. Rogers with seven. He's going to go. Goes to the basket. Layup.
Took him by surprise. Resulted in
right move by Rogers. He saw the open path. He took it. Free throw is good. It's a three-point play. Blue Eye will have 5 seconds now to try to get a shot off. Bell will inbound to Isbell. Isbell with three, with two. Chucks one up, and it's well short at the buzzer. Bears with a dominant third quarter. We head to the fourth here in Sparta. Willow leads Blue Eye 39-30. Back in 60, you're listening to...
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
outscoring Blue Eyes 14-2 in the third quarter. Blue Eyes got the ball, nearly throw it away, get it to Bell in the corner. Open three is no good. Colby jumps up for the rebound, flings it ahead to Rogers. Jace right block, layup good. Great series there for the Bears. And they go up by 11, 41-30. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Turner for Blue Eyes. Basket. Coming up next, that's the other semifinal game here in Sparta. Turner into the corner and an offensive foul again on the Blue Eye Bulldogs. Isaac Harper called for the illegal screen. The Bears will take it. Lakeville will. The Bears have the ball as we resume action. Bears trailed by 12 in the second quarter, but they came alive and now lead by double digits. Brady James in front of the Bear bench. Gets it to Lee at the look. Brady holds it, patiently looks over the defense, gives it back to Lee at midcourt. Caden holds it above his head, puts it on. And swings it around. Jace to the logo. To Colby. Bears spread things out. Looking to try to get somebody open. Blaine Altermat underneath is open, and he lays it up and in. Nice shot to the paint by Blaine Altermat, and the Bears lead by 13, 43-30. Good halftime adjustments by the Bears.
What a turnaround.
Patiently beating the zone defense. Turner on the right side for Blue Eye. Isbell swings it back to Brown. Back to Brown up top. Bears sticking their man defense. It's worked really well. Isbell bounces it underneath. Blue Eye was getting some threes in the first half, but the Bears with that man defense have shut down opportunities for the three ball. For Blue Eye.
We've only tried a couple here in the second half.
Continuing to work it around the arc, and now Blaine Altermat called for the reach-in foul.
That is third.
Quite a bit of time off the clock there. We're down to 5:40 to play in the game. Bears leading 43-30.
That's the second team foul. Well, it's good defense.
By Brown, rebound Bears. Rogers beats the breath, gets it quickly into the front court. Caden Lee up top. Caden drives, kicks to Blaine for three. Got it. Blaine Altermat for three. Bears go up by 16, and Blue Eye needs a timeout. 5:12 left to play. Bears by 16. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bears.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spa.
Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
By 16, Blue Eye with the ball.
Once again, the Bears. Man, what a turnaround for Coach Forrest and the Bears. 5 minutes left to play. Blue Eye has got the ball. Bell brings it to the free throw line. In trouble. Kicks it into the corner. Bulldog. To Isbell. Traffic, and it's taken away by the Bulldogs. Isbell will pull up for three. Got it. Man, Blue Eye needed that badly. Isbell with the three. Gets the Bulldogs back to within 13. Lee trapped in the backcourt. To Colby. Colby through traffic across midcourt into the corner for Brady. Brady to Caden at midcourt. The Bears will slow it down a little bit. Now Colby bombs a three. No good. Off the back of the rim, but Blaine Altermat is there to get the rebound. Jace, turnaround jumper in the paint is good.
Rogers.
Bears go up 48-33 halfway through the fourth quarter. Turner. A lot of... Bears break the press. Lee and Brady James one-on-one. Caden tried to take it himself, but he got blocked. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Willow. 3:40 left to play. 12-point lead for the Bears. Brady James will inbound on the base. Swings at the Turner. There's Isbell. Rogers comes out to guard him. And Isbell tried to shoot the Bulldogs back into the ballgame. Turner now with the logo. Right side for Bell. Bell's pass tipped. Isbell open three right side. Falls down after it. No whistle, no basket. Colby, one on two, draws the foul. And the Bears will take it out of bounds with 3:13 left to play. A lot to be impressed with the Blue Eye Bulldog.
Third foul, but the Bears take a timeout.
We will take one as well. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bears.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
To go in the ball game, it is 48-36 Willow Springs. The Bears have the ball, and they're inbounding underneath the basket.
Lee will inbound, gets it to Rock. left to play in the ball game. Bears looking to advance to the championship. Take it himself and gets fouled going to the basket, and Colby will go to the line shooting two. 2:46. Now, but what a turnaround.
Man-to-man defense makes a difference, too, for the Bears as they went to the
Colby with a made free throw. He'll get another. Second one is up. It's the veterans, and now Blue Eye. Isbell tried to leap for the pass, but just too far. Blue Eye wilting a little bit here in the last few minutes. Lee will inbound into the backcourt for Colby. Two guys back to cover Colby, but he'll still get it across midcourt. Draws the trap. Needs some help. Left to play in the ballgame. Willow leading by 17. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear. Left side for Turner, gets it back. As Blue Eye will try. On the Bulldogs, 2 minutes left to play. Bears leading 53-36, looking to advance to the championship game of the Sparta tournament, where they would play the winner of second-seeded Crocker and third-seeded Mansfield. That game coming up. Inbound into the bleachers and puts his hands on his face.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was a rocket where it could have just been a nice soft. Bulldogs will inbound under 2 minutes. Bounces it right side for Snowden. Snowden, Bell, looking for a screen. Colby tips it, but he gets it back. Snowden in front of the Bulldog bench. Isbell, who's been the scoring star for Geekful Blue Eye. He'll pull back for a long three. No good off the back of the rim. Colby with the rebound. Colby gives it back to Caden Lee. Gets it right to the midcourt stripe, but he doesn't cross it. Now Colby to Blaine Altermat. Wide open three. Got it. Blaine with a couple of threes tonight. And Willow leads by 20 with a minute 20 to play. Bell gets loose the other way, puts it up, count it, and one. Not the foul that the Bears wanted there with 1:17 to play. Blaine. Bears really relying on Jace, though, to mount this comeback in the final score is not going to really tell the entire story of this ball game. Free throw is in and out. Bell, no, but he's fouled. Or scratch that. That's not Isbell. Betlock with the putback attempt, and he'll go to the line shooting two. Four foul on Blaine Halterman.
Yeah, he's not been.
He's been active.
Yeah, he has.
Betlock with a couple of free throws. Blue Eye, 13-5 on the season. This would only be their sixth loss of the year. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Bell up top. Turner wants a three. It's an air ball out of bounds. Scratch that. That was Snowden. The three-point attempt. And the leading by 18. Got it. By 20.
Rogers.
Leading scorer tonight for the Bears. Isbell. Leaves it for Bell. And Blaine Altermat with 45 seconds to play. Bears are going to move to the championship game of this tournament. Now whistles blow. This is going to be a substitutionary. We'll get some court. Make the trip to Sparta. Watch the Bears play for a first place trophy. Caden Lee at the logo.
Ooh.
And that is only the fourth team foul. We're not shooting yet.
He's a good play.
Bulldog. Lee into the back. 30 seconds to go. There's Jace. The Blaine Altermat. Blaine to Jay Sisko. With the basket. Bears go up by 22. 15 seconds left to play. Bell drive. Jumper in the paint. No good. Altermat with the rebound with 10. Caden Lee will dribble it across the court. He's right.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spa.
Win over Blue Eye, the fifth-seeded Bears, on their way to the championship game, and we'll get Coach Forrest. People that just tuned in the second half, well, she's a little better. She's rolled.
Yeah.
with a lot of confidence in that second half, and now gets to go play for a championship.
Yeah.
And should be a good game on Saturday night, regardless of the opponent. If it's Mansfield for the third time, or if it's the Crocker team that likes to shoot the long ball.
Yeah, you know, Crocker's coach, he was actually Crocker's coach when I was in high school, and we met up with him in the championship at the Kabul tournament my junior year. Same coach, same guy, and he absolutely – they did the same exact thing. They flew down the floor and shot threes. And I'm telling you right now, when teams, I think they made 15 threes last night. You know, it had to be adjustment. But, you know, we know what we're getting with Mansfield. And, you know, regardless, when you're playing a championship game, it's going to be a game tomorrow night. You expect a game. It's going to be a battle on Saturday night. And I'm glad we're in it. You know, it's been our goal the whole time.
Yeah.
I told the boys today, I said, we've got a second place and we've got a third place. I want to get a first place and let's get it done. So we'll If we all wash our hands and stay healthy tomorrow,
right.
I tell you what, half the school's out. I think I'm gonna be teaching math class tomorrow.
I think I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I told him to put me in the classroom. That's fine. So, but you know, we'll be ready to go. And I want to commend, like I said, defense and you know, as hard as our guys.
On Larry and give you the final stats of that. I know there was some discretion about your stats versus the stats they were putting up on the scoreboard.
I didn't worry about the ones up there
completely.
I totaled up to 60 points for the Bears, so that's what I needed to do. Here's the way the score. And scored 11 points in the second quarter, so hats off to Kobe for getting things turned around. 6 points for Brady James, 2 for Cisco in the game late, and 8 points all in the fourth quarter for Blaine Alderman. He had a couple of trays there and assisted the Bears in scoring. For the Blue Eye Bulldogs, they were led in scoring by Isbell, who had 19, including 5 trays in the ball game. 5 points for Riley Snowden, 4 for Harper, and 8 points for Bell, and 2 for Turner. And that was the score. So that's a pretty good margin there. And also turnovers, Blue Eye wound up with 12 turnovers, and the Bears had 10, but they had 6 of those in the first half. Free throw shooting, Blue Eye was 2 for 5, but 0 for 3 in the second half. And the Bears were 6 out of 7 in the ball game. So after the first quarter, the Bears got it going. And moving on to the championship game.
Nice win tonight for the Bears, 60-38 the final. Willow goes to 11-6 on the season. Blue Eye to 13-6. Mansfield and Crocker getting ready to play next. If you would like to listen to that game, 92.1 Cause Radio.
Yeah.
Tyler and
see if you can pick up
Clint
Tyler.
Have a call for
yeah.
you, and I'm sure they'll be enjoyable to listen to. If you want to know who the Bears are playing on Saturday night, you can flip over there. In the meantime, we'll make the trip back to Willow and be with you Saturday night, 7:30 is the tip-off. Bears playing for a championship here in the Sparta Invitational. Thanks to Tyler. For Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Sparta.
That's it for this broadcast of Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3. This broadcast was brought to you by these sponsors: Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Frigga Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevy. We'll catch you all another time for another chapter in Willow Springs Bear Sports next time on KUKU 100.3.